January 1st.
But he who unites with the Lord is one with him in spirit.
Perfect Father, I thank you today that you did not abandon humankind after we sinned and abandoned you. You went with Adam and Eve after they were expelled from the garden. You went with Moses when he led a furious, rebellious crowd out of a land of slavery. You went with Abraham when he had to leave his land for a foreign place where he had never been before. You went with Joseph when he was accused of a wrong he did not commit. My heart rejoices that it was never your intention, perfect Father, to abandon your people, to abandon me. Everlasting Father, I thank you that you love me so much that you sent the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of your Son Jesus, to dwell inside my spirit. I delight in the Holy Spirit, who serves as a channel through whom you keep in contact with me.
God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts.
Father, I am encouraged that you long to be involved in every detail of my life today through the life-giving Spirit of your Son Jesus.
The first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, a life-giving spirit.
Everlasting Father, I will open my heart and listen to what your Spirit wants to tell me, to what you want to reveal to me. I am aware that uniting with your Spirit opens up a channel for your voice and counsel to flow into my spirit, into my heart. I know that the Holy Spirit stands ready to impart a message of life to me from you, loving Father. I'm overjoyed that this life-giving Spirit is closer than I could ever imagine or think. He's in my heart. I will reach into my heart now and listen. I will pour out my heart to you, Father, and listen to your counsel as you supply me with life through your Spirit. I love you.